Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, good morning, everybody. This is your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success, where we are giving you the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful in all your endeavors. I'm so excited that you have joined us this morning, and I just want to remind you that go ahead and download the Visionary People app out of the Google Play Store. Visionary People, right out of the Google Play Store. It's a free app. Download it. Take a look through it. Have fun with it. We have some great videos, tutorials, 5 simple steps to business, and also you can stay connected with us on social media. So make sure you go ahead and grab your app. I want to say a great big thank you to our promotions and marketing partner, 106 Live Radio. And if you haven't had the opportunity to log on to 106liveradio.com, I don't know what you're waiting for. Some awesome things are happening over there. So go ahead and log on and see what's happening. Great shows take place, great information, great music. All right, well, today on Coaching for Success, we're going to hang out with a really phenomenal individual. This gentleman is, his home is Brooklyn, New York. You know, New York, I like it. I love it. I'm from the Bronx, boogie down Bronx. And I got to give it up for my New York fans. But listen, we have a gentleman here. This man has traveled all throughout the world to spread his ministry, and he basically has written songs and books and movies and talking about really just breaking it down and opening up the doors and welcoming individuals in, and he's doing it in such excellence, and I'm really honored that we're able to welcome this gentleman onto Coaching for Success. Guys, we're going to be hanging out with Mr. Mel Holder today. He has released several albums. He's been awarded with several awards and nominations, such as the Dove Awards, the Grammy Awards, the NAACP Achievement Award. Phenomenal work. He's worked with Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, Vicki Winans. I mean, you guys know who this guy is. He's appeared on different television shows such as the Candy Stanton Show, Trinity Broadcasting Network. You know, he's been on the South African Broadcasting Company Network. Over 150 global appearances and events are scheduled every year. So without further ado, guys, let's go ahead and welcome Mr. Mel Holder to the Coaching for Success Show. Mr. Holder, how you doing this morning?
I am doing absolutely great, and it's such a privilege to be with you this morning. And I just hope that, you know, this time that we're sharing together, we're able to motivate somebody to do something positive. So that's my vision for this show today.
Absolutely. And I love that. You know, that's what we're all about, is positively positively impacting individuals and motivating them to move in the right direction. So you're absolutely right. So let's have some fun today. So listen, for those who have not had the pleasure of getting in touch with or engaging Mel Holder, tell them, who is Mel Holder? Who are you?
Well, in the smallest common denominator, I'm a servant, and mm-hmm. that's what I like to break it down to. I'm a servant. All the things that I've able to achieve, I thank God for it, but I'm here to serve Him, and in serving Him, I serve His people. So if I'm here to just help someone find their passion, find their purpose in life, and I do that using my gifts, my musical tools, my books that I'm able to write. And if something mm-hmm. I've done, played, said, expounded upon can help somebody, then it's all worth it. So that's, at the end of the day, I'm a servant, and that's how I like to view myself.
You know, and that's one of the best jobs in the world. I don't care what anybody says. It's one of the best jobs in the world. It is. Because, I mean, you know, the thing what happens, I mean, you don't have a chance to get bored, okay? You can't succumb to, oh, I'm tired today, I think I'm going to just lay out. You can't concede for something like that. It's the best job in the world. And it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit now. Now, did you always know that this is what you would be doing, or did you have visions of doing other things? Did you always know that this is what my life would look like at this day and age?
I didn't have the total picture. I kind of had a glimpse of what it was going to be at the age of, roughly around 9. I kind of knew I was going to do something musically because I was just, you know, in awe of it. I gravitated to it. It started to become mm-hmm. a natural thing. So that's where I kind of saw myself going. But in the different levels and the different depths that I have was able to get to, I had no idea. And even the things I'm getting ready to do now, if you even told me this 10 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it. But the point that, how it all comes together, if you're faithful with the little things, you know, every time everybody wants to do these big, big things, and that's great. But you just got to be faithful with the little things. And you see, success is a journey, and you're able to do it by doing the little things consistently well. You know, you just do it over and over, and then you start to build. So, and I like it this way. Success is when you have the situation of opportunity and preparation meets. So that means you're constantly preparing, doing the things that are sometimes seem mundane or seem unimportant, but it's those details, those the things that really makes a difference. I listen to musicians all the time, and I hear a lot of great musicians. But what separates good from great is sometimes such small, minute details on what they pay attention to. So I try when I mentor my boys and the kids that I'm have the opportunity to speak into their lives, I say, pay attention to the details. Just don't settle for passing. Mm-hmm. You know, do beyond. Because God said that we are more than conquerors. That's not just a conqueror. That means we are more than conquerors. So we have a level of excellence that's put in our DNA, and he expects us to achieve that. So that's why I mentor kids in that way, and if they're good, I want them to be better. I don't want you to just, because something easy to you, just get lackadaisical with it. No, that means that you have the aptitude to go further. So whatever I'm doing right now, I thank God for it, but I don't get complacent there. I've always believed that there's that next step, that next level to get to.
You know, that's very interesting. I kind of want to hang out there for a little bit, complacency. You know, you, again, so excited and honored and proud of the things that you have been able to accomplish over the years. And I can presume that they have not been easy. This has not been an easy journey. You didn't always get a thumbs up on everything and every endeavor. So you had to have some challenges and so forth. But how is it? What did you do, I should say, when you hit that place where you're like, my goodness, I finally achieved this milestone or achieved this goal? And you get there, you know, once you start getting on that journey, you get tired because you're fighting through it. You get there, you achieve the goal. Once you achieve that goal, it's almost like you're like, let me take a deep breath and relax. How do you manage the risk of becoming complacent because you've hit that goal, now you got to achieve another goal? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, you know, that's good, and I got something for you with that, because what I've found, and I tell people that sometimes when you reach a goal and it's a good thing, sometimes you think the biggest enemy is not when you get somewhere, like if you get somewhere good, the biggest enemy of good is, you know, the biggest enemy of right is not wrong. When you get somewhere and you get to this place and you say, okay, I got there, I finally got to this right place, and you think, well, the enemy, the opposite of right is wrong. No, the biggest enemy of right is good, because you can do something good, but if it's not right, it'll be wrong. And when you get to that point, you have so many choices and so many things that come at you. You want to do this, and you can't do everything. And there has to be a time that you have to say no. So what I found is once I get to a level of success, I say, okay, I got to do the right thing, not necessarily what is good. Because what is good may be good, but it may not be right. And in the end, it may turn out to be wrong. So my biggest thing is when I get to a level that I've obtained something, I say, okay, good. I thank God for that. That is good. But I want to stay in the path of the right thing constantly, and sometimes that means saying no to something that's good because it's not right.
That is deep.
Yeah.
You know, that's deep. That's when you realize, you know what, I need to pay attention to some things. Like, let me sit up now, Mel. Let me pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, cause once you get to a certain place, there are people just coming at you, you know, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And those things are sometimes necessary good. They're not things that they're going to, you know, somebody, if you get to a certain level in your career, nobody's going to come to you and say, hey, I want you to go do this drug deal. I want you to carry some drugs. Say,
right.
No, they're not going to do that. You know that's wrong. No, they'll say, well, hey, I want you to go over to England for 6 months to work on this this can't miss project. And you said, wow, this is something I want. But then the right thing for you may be to stay right here in Atlanta to do something that you know that God has called you to do. And those are the things that you always have to negotiate. You always have to battle. And you have to, first thing you have to really know, why am I here? What is my purpose? How can I best serve the plan and purpose for my life? And as you go to the top, it narrows. So you have to be more strategic, more diligent in narrowing your choices. You know, that's what you have to do as you get to that next level. So I tell somebody always, just because something is good doesn't necessarily mean it's right. So that's the key thing. Actually, I'm writing that in my next book. So I'm giving you.
Right. Well, listen, now you opened up Pandora's box. Tell us about this next book.
you've done a lot of great projects. Yeah, the name of this book is Power Traits That Add Depth to Your Calling. So I talk about things that are powerful that will help you make decisions, help you on the path when you have a level of success and you're moving and you want to just get to that next level, to that top 10%. Mm-hmm. It's about making choices and negotiations with yourself. You have to have trade-offs. So if you do this, that means you can't do that. I tell everyone, we all have 24 hours in the day. Nobody gets a 25th hour. Everyone has 24 hours. So we're going to be judged how we use those 24 hours. How are we going to be stewards of our time? Because our time dictates what we're going to, where we're going to get to. And also our time dictates the amount of resources we're able to attract back to us. So we have to be the best stewards of our time. And that's one of the power traits is time. Because a lot of times people seek money, and I say, no, never go after money. The money is a byproduct of what you do with your time. Money is a byproduct of how you develop your relationships. So we all need to first look at how you're spending your time. I tell somebody right now, I may not even know you. I may not have ever seen you, but I can look at two documents, and I can tell just about everything about you. I just need to look at your phone bill and your bank statement. And I can tell.
I need two documents, so put them out here.
Two documents, man. I need to look at your phone bill and your bank statement. I can tell everything about you.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. Guys, we're hanging out with me, Mr. Mel Holder, here on Coaching for Success. If you haven't had an opportunity to meet him, you really should. You can hear the great energy he has. And you should visit him online at www.melholder.com. That's melholder.com. So you can also see a little bit more about him. But, you know, one of the things that I definitely want to just admire about you is that you've been consistently moving forward and growing. And the thing that I like what you said is, you know, you've been everybody wants to do this big thing, and they want that one big thing, but when they get that one big thing, they get, you know, sometimes they get complacent. But in 1990, you released the EMI in South Africa, Now and Forever. In 1999, you released Now and Forever, The Continuation.
Yes.
And then in 2000, you released a Christmas project called A Gift So Special. And that was powerful, featuring the rendition of Little Drummer Boy as Silent Night. And I know that was absolutely beautiful. 2008, so you took a break to do a lot of great things in between 2000 and 2008. And then you came back hitting it hard in 2008 with the CMG Megawave Mel Holder Music Book Volume Number 1. And basically, in there, you did the Make It Happen Inspiration Dance with Mariah Carey, right? And
yes.
2015, you said, I'm going to do it again, and you did the Back to Basics Music Volume Number 2. And that was featuring vocalist Gerald Alston of the Manhattans. Now, in between all this, you have not only have you just been doing projects and releases, but you have been recognized as a Grammy, nominated for Grammy Award with Sister Carol's LP, Lyrically Potent. You received the NAACP Achievement Award in 1999. Yes. 2000, not one, but two nominations, one for another Grammy Award and also for the Dove Award. And, I mean, you just kept moving and moving and moving. I have to ask you, we all have one of our projects or our accomplishments that hits our heart the hardest, the thing that makes you just say, wow, you know, I'm really proud of that particular one. You're proud of all of them, but you're proud. So which one is the one that gives you extra goosebumps? Because they all give you goosebumps. But which one gives you
this, might be this might be unorthodox in what I'm about to say, but it's the one that's in the oven. The one that I am working on now. Because, you know, it's like, you know, the new baby is always the new kid on the block gets that new affection.
Yes.
I thank God for what I've been able to achieve and what I've been able to put out. But it's that new one. Now I'm, like, intimate with it. I'm saying no. I'm saying yes. I've learned from all the things that I've done in my previous projects. I've got experience from that. I've seen things that I want to change, what I want to do different. I want to have a new level of growth. I see the shifting right now in the music industry and in the music ministry and in the gospel and in the secular side of it. And I'm so excited because I think that I want to be in a place that I still stay relevant no matter how old I get. I want to be relevant. And I was saying to my kids the other day, I said, you know what? God knows about hip-hop. Hip-hop isn't something strange to God. I mean, he knows about everything. We experience him in everything that we do. So if I can have something in my music that is relevant so I can expand my audience, expand the people I'm able to touch, that's what I'm looking to do. So now it's about making the right mixtures, the right collaboration. And, of course, I'm not going to go do a mixtape-type record. I'm definitely not going to do that. But I just want to have some of those elements and some of those things that can radiate with people that normally wouldn't listen or they would say, okay, well, let me take a listen to what he's doing. So I'm maturing in that sense, and I'm trying to grow that I can incorporate, you know, what's going on now musically and creatively and still stay true to my passion and my calling. So that's what I'm most passionate about now. So that, you know, so everything I've done to this date, I thank God for it. I thank God for the success that he's able for me to see through those journeys. But right now I'm on a new journey with not a new journey. I'm continuing the journey on a new path going on the same journey that he wanted me to travel. So now I'm experiencing new things, I'm meeting new people, I'm learning, I'm growing as a minister. I'm going to be next year pastoring, so I'm really excited about that. So now it's moving to that next level to be relevant so that the message of Jesus Christ can come through me in a relevant form. Because the people that we're trying to meet don't care about our religious clothing, they don't care about our religious jargon. Can we help them where they are today? Can we help them? But they, you know, I was saying to someone yesterday, it was great that Daniel survived the lion's den, but how that's going to help me pay my light bill when they come in to take it tomorrow? How that's going to help me get my son out of jail when he was falsely accused? We got to have a message that's relevant to help people through the situations, through the circumstances that they're faced right now in 2015. I thank God for Daniel in the lion's den, and there's a lot of spiritual truth we can get from that and pull from that. But we have to take it and put it in a point that is relevant to dealing with our issues, dealing with the crisis that we face, and help us to empower our people to make it and understand that the gospel didn't change. It's just right now you have to be able to create it and interpret it, not changing the gospel, but get it to an interpretation that people can be palatable to understand and receive what God is doing.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Guys, we're hanging out with Mr. Mel Holder. If you haven't had the opportunity, log on to melholder.com so you can learn a lot more about him and see what he has going on. And you might even get a glimpse of what his new project is, his baby, okay? the one that keeps him excited.
Yeah, the one that's in the oven. I didn't give give birth yet, but it's in the oven
Oven. Well, that's a good place because, you know, I'm telling you, it's a good thing cooked. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, let's just drive it home a little bit more about the things that you are moving forward. So you're in this particular shift, nearly two decades of all of the work that you've done, and I'm sure that things that you've done and accomplished even before then, we haven't even begun to, you know, peel the onion back and take a look at it. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about moving forward. And one of the things you just said is, you know, the word of God didn't change. It's just a matter of how do we help people apply it to their life today. You know, you know, I'm not on this slaying dragons, but technically I am slaying dragons, but how do I apply it to today? So let's talk about where Mel Holder is now, the direction you're in. Because 10 years ago, you was a different Mel Holder because you've matured over the past 10 years. You've seen, you've experienced, and things of that nature. And let's fast forward a little bit. Let's talk about Mel Holder now and moving forward. What direction are you heading in? What is the goal for your business and for your ministry and for the things that you're doing? What is it you want to accomplish?
Oh, Natasha, that's a powerful question, and I'll just entertain it by saying this, that I believe in the next 5 years that I'll be able to do more than I did in the last 20 years. And I believe
wow.
that the acceleration is going to be greater because I understand that a great man is known by his greatness by what he's able to inspire others to do. So the greatness that I'm talking about may not necessarily be in my side of the ledger, but it's the people that I'm going to be able to empower, the people I'm going to be able to encourage, the people that I'm going to pick up and get them to take the mantle a little further. I'm not going to be here forever, but these people that I'm able to speak into their lives as God gives me the words to say, because I realize that God first has to work in me so then mm-hmm. he can work through me. So as I allow him to work in me and then he works through me, they're going to be thousands of people I'll be able to impact, so that's going to be greater to work. That's going to get
exactly.
done because I don't have to do everything. It's not all about me. It's about the people and the people that I'm able to empower and the people that are mm-hmm. able to get on their purpose, so now I can inspire them. So that means it's a greater work. So it's going to be multiplication in terms of what I'm mm-hmm. able to accomplish. So I'm excited about the mandate of pastoring a church. That's really exciting to me. So now I have a bigger platform, a greater responsibility, but a bigger platform. But I'm not going to mm-hmm. change. I'm going to just use the gifts, the skills, the talents, and ability that he gave me to use, and that's mm-hmm. going to be my tools to help, further the kingdom of God. I'm a people person. I'm concerned about people. I want people to mature. I want people to reach their potential. I want to see spiritual growth as well as economic growth, because I believe that
yeah.
the two go hand in hand. If you take anyone out of kilter, it begins to be an error. If you're just preaching prosperity, or if you're not preaching it and you're just preaching a poverty gospel, that's error. But I believe that spiritual development and economic development should be simultaneously both important, because if you're a child of God, you need to walk as a child of God. We don't need to be begging. We don't need to have lack.
That's right.
We need to walk on his promises, and he has given that to us. And he has made us to be successful. He's given us everything that we need to do. It's in our DNA. But the problem
right.
is sometimes we don't take the time to pull these things out, to pull back the covers, to open up that cover and see what is there. So we just want to just put it on autopilot and just believe it's going to happen. But the Bible lets us know faith without works is dead. So we have to have that faith, but we need to put some action, some things behind it to activate it. You can have a great car. It could be the baddest car in your neighborhood, but if you don't put no gas in it, it's not going to go nowhere. So we have to put the gas with our faith.
It'll be a pretty little showpiece, right?
So that's what I look at our lives. I look at our lives that way. So I want. To sum it up, I believe greater. I know greater things is going to happen because I serve a God of multiplication, and he's going to mm-hmm. multiply what I've done over the last 20 years to even make it greater over the next 5 years. So that's simply where it is. Amen.
Very good. Right, exactly. Man, on that one. I am so honored to have you on the show, just to be able to pour into our listeners and to pour into the world on the platforms that you have. And, boy, time flies when you're having fun. But one of the things I want to ask you, if you were sitting in a room full of individuals that were musically, focused, they're gonna go into the entertainment space, whether it's on mm-hmm. a ministry level or not. Maybe they're any kind of musical industry. Can you give us one or two quick lessons that you've learned from a business standpoint, about entertainment and music industry? What are some good points that you need to know?
Well, that's a whole chapter in the book. But
I know that's right. They need to get
but
it.
I would say this.
Need to get the book.
I would say this. The person, first and foremost, and I've had the opportunity to experience myself. You have to emphatically know what you are called to do. And what I'm saying is this. Some of us may be called to serve in the local body, to serve in the church. That's your calling. If you try to take that to the secular arena, if you try to take it to the clubs, you try to take it outside of the church, it won't work. It's not going to work. And some of us are called to do the secular things. It doesn't mean that you don't love God and you're not saved, but you have an anointing to be there, because I believe it's important for us to have people of influence that know God in both arenas.
Yes.
It's important. But the key is you have to know where you are called, because if you're in the place that you're not called, then you're not going to get the success that you're needed to get by virtue of your calling and by virtue of the purpose that was already placed in your life. So the first thing I would say to anybody, and then I would ask them, what are you passionate about? Where does you, what you see, everything, every day we experience God in a new way. And the thing is, you have to begin to know what God is saying to you. I mean, God is not someone that we just talk to in the morning for, you know, 5 minutes and just say this prayer and that. No, he wants to be a part of everything that we're doing every day. God is here in this conversation. So I tell them to get spiritually in tune with themselves, spiritually in tune with their Heavenly Father, and let him guide you. Let him put you on the road that will take you to the place where you're supposed to be. I can't tell you that. You have to know. I can help and guide you by things that you tell me and how your life is developing. Yes, I can help to guide you. But the biggest thing is to know what you're called to do.
Awesome. That is awesome. You know, I have to say this has been such a profound and empowering morning. You have not only empowered myself, but also our listeners. I know you have, because you've said such great things. And again, you've been in it, you know, 2 decades in and then some. You're really saying something. So I think you've been at this rodeo before, okay? you know a little bit about what, you know, a little something, okay?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do want to thank you tremendously for carving time out of your very busy day. And I know you're on here in Atlanta, Georgia, getting some business done. And I'm really excited that you was able to carve out some time this morning to share with us and to let us know. And again, individuals can find you on melholder.com. And if anybody needs to book you or wants to go ahead and welcome you to their event, would they be going to melholder.com?
Yes, they can go to melholder.com and they could reach out to me there. They can call the office, which is 718-485-5550. They can reach out. My publicist, I know, is Wanda Adams. They can get in touch with her or you know, whatever. I mean, I'm out there. I'm not here. So I tell them.
Right, you're available. Google. Right.
Yeah, I'm available. I'm not here. I'm not hiding now. I don't have no unpaid warrants or anything like that.
Exactly. Like, you can find me.
You can find me.
I'm all over. My real name is Mel Holder. My real website is melholder.com. I got it.
Right.
Well, Mel, it has been a pleasure, and I thank you so much again, and I look forward to continuing to staying up with you and supporting your ministry and what you're doing. And I just wish you a very productive day today and safe travels as you're going around.
Thank you. And I look to do it again. This was really fun.
Thank you. You're super welcome. Well,
okay,
guys,
God bless.
God bless. That is Mel Holder right here on Coaching for Success. Log on to melholder.com to learn a little bit more about him. And if you'd like to bring him to your venue, you can go ahead and reach out to him on melholder.com, and you can do that. All right, guys. Well, it's your chief visionary reminding you to be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful. And I will catch you at the next show.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?